From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Democratic National Convention is getting underway in Boston, but the star of the show is still out on the stump. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry is campaigning in the battleground state of Florida today. One stop, the Kennedy Space Center.
I'm here today because there is no better place to launch something than right here at Cape Canaveral. And that's why we're here. That's why we're here.
Senator John Kerry at a town hall meeting at the Kennedy Space Center. NPR's Scott Horsley is traveling with Senator Kerry and joins us. Scott, tell us more about this event at the Space Center today.
Well, of course, the practical reason for John Kerry's being here in Florida is this is a very big contested prize in November. But as you just heard him say, the Kennedy Space Center itself offered a sort of picturesque backdrop for the candidate to outline what he's calling his plan for the future. John Kerry was accompanied here by not just one, but two former astronauts, Florida Senator Bill Nelson and former Ohio Senator John Glenn.
And what did Senator Kerry have to say about the issues that will figure in his plan?
Well, this was a pretty wide-ranging town hall get-together. The advertised focus was health care, and that's certainly on the minds of a lot of people who were in the audience. But Senator Kerry and his guests also talked about education. They talked about jobs. He responded to a question about the environment from a 91-year-old Floridian. And he talked a good deal about national security as well. Senator Glenn endorsed Senator Kerry's formula for protecting America against terrorism.
Now, was this one of those events where the audience is by invitation only? And if so or if not, what was the reaction of the crowd?
Well, you're right, Robert. This was one of those events where Senator Kerry was mostly preaching to the choir. The audience members mostly tossed up sort of softball questions that were tailor-made for answers drawn from Senator Kerry's website. One exception, though, was a woman who asked about medical tort reform. That, as you know, is the centerpiece of President Bush's rival health care reform package. And the president's surrogate, Florida Congressman Dave Weldon, who is himself a doctor, said today that Senator Kerry had consistently opposed the kind of tort reform that might lower the cost of malpractice insurance. The woman in the audience asked today whether Kerry's choice of a trial lawyer, John Edwards, as his running mate, signaled his own opposition to tort reform. Kerry took the opportunity to say, no, on the contrary, it will be like Nixon in China, he said. He and his fellow lawyer, John Edwards, would be willing to address tort reform, but they would balance that, he said, with patients' rights.
Scott, as you said, Florida is a big prize, a big state that was, of course, extremely close 4 years ago. What is the sense there this year? Is it still considered very close?
Well, there's a new poll out today from CNN, USA Today, and Gallup that suggests Florida may be less close now than it was in 2000. The poll shows President Bush leading in Florida by 4 points, even as Senator Kerry leads the president in Ohio, where he campaigned yesterday, and the two dead even in Missouri. We saw some of that pro-president partisanship outside today's town hall meeting. This is a fairly conservative area, Brevard County, and we saw some of the president's supporters lining the roads as we approached. Last night, some Bush supporters gathered outside John Kerry's hotel room hoping to heckle the senator when he arrived here in Florida. Unfortunately, their plans were thwarted when Senator Kerry made his unscheduled detour to Boston to see the Red Sox game, and so he didn't actually get here to Florida until about 3 o'clock this morning.
What does he do for the rest of the week before arriving in Boston?
He's off to Norfolk, Virginia, where he'll focus on military strength, and then he holds an event in Philadelphia Wednesday before heading on to Boston to accept the nomination Thursday night.
Okay. Thank you. NPR's Scott Horsley, who's traveling with John Kerry.